Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, friends. Mike Gary here. We'll see about that with Ron Say. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Enjoyed all the fantastic fare, be it the turkey, be it the stuffing, be it the pies, the green bean casserole, and my favorite personally, the mashed potatoes and gravy. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, a great holiday. Spent it with friends, family, loved ones, and so forth. This week, we are going to dip into the archives and play one of our most favorite interviews we've done recently. And we're going to do this with Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. It was amazing to talk to Mr. October, such an icon, and also a really fantastic car collector, too. You can check out his collection online. But I just want to say a couple words here, how thankful I am to be a part of this show. So thankful that Ron Say has included me in this whole process of putting this podcast together. And make sure to check out Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. You can listen to the podcast right there. You can also order his fantastic book, Penguin Power, which is available on the website, also available on Amazon.com or wherever fine books are sold. So check out that book, Penguin Power, and of course the website, theronsayshow.com. And once again, thank you so much to Melissa's Produce. You know, it goes really well with your leftover turkey. Get some nice produce from Melissa's and order that right to your door and make your turkey sandwiches with that. So make sure to check that out, folks. Once again, we're going to dip into the archives and listen to a fantastic interview Ron did with Reggie Jackson. And as I said before, there's nothing like two great all-time hitters talking about the art and science of hitting. It's so enjoyable. These guys have amazing recall. And just the technical aspects of being a baseball player, I think, is so underrated. These guys are not only athletes, but they're true tacticians. And just the hand-eye coordination and muscle memory, it's an amazing sport. And I've been so educated doing this show with Ron, and I'm so thankful for that experience. Once again, check out theronsayshow.com. You can also check out crntalk.com for more of our great programming. So stick around, you guys. Right after this short break, we're going to dip into the archives and talk to Mr. October, the one and the only Reggie Jackson. Stay with us. And once again, happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you guys had a great holiday. And we will be back with fresh episodes next week. So make sure to check that out. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or any of the podcast outlets, please rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out with that old algorithm. Stay tuned for Mr. October.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have now returned after the break, and I want to let you all know that Reggie Jackson will be receiving a beautiful fruit gifted basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at Melissa's.com. It is a privilege for me. I ran into this guest probably 50 years ago in Arizona, and he had actually quite a career, as it turns out. A Hall of Famer, a 14-time All-Star, a 5-time world champion. I think one of those rings might be mine.
Yeah, yeah.
2-time National League or American League MVP, 2-time World Series MVP. The A's retired his number 9, and the Yankees retired his number 44. And I want you also to know that he struck out more times than he did get hits, and that is a all-time Major League record, and I want to welcome Reggie to our show. Reggie, welcome. It's great to have you on our show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Let me see it. How many, you know what I'm just saying here? I struck out 2,597 times.
That's correct.
And I got 2,500. I'm looking at a person that asked me to sign a baseball card. And I got 2,584 hits. Dang it.
It's okay, man. I mean, look at it this way. For 5.5 years, you struck out every at-bat of every game for 162 games.
That's right. If you get 500 at-bats,
right.
I went, this is for you guys out there. They're all the young people that are worried about the mistakes that you made. For 5 years, I played in the major leagues and never touched the ball. So that goes to show you that you can make mistakes, because I missed more than anybody that ever lived. At the same time, Ronnie and Mike, in today's world, I struck out in 68, 171 times. Then I had a 163, a 156, and then I think 143 once, but then really was 125, 130 in strikeouts. If I was playing today, and even in not playing today, there's probably 30 to 40 guys that have struck out more than that, and several that have done it 200 times. I'd like to know how many times, what's the guy's name, Schwarber, has struck out this year.
200.
He let off and hit 190.
Yeah, I think there were three guys that struck out over 200 times this year, and Schwarber led Major League Baseball in strikeouts.
You wouldn't have played in our era. You know that, Ronnie.
Not well.
You wouldn't have played.
That's
if
right.
You struck out that many times. They'd bench you.
You know, the thing that goes with Schwarber, too, and also Max Muncy, who actually had a batting average of over 200 this year, Schwarber struck out or hit under 200, leading off. Now, I know he got a lot of walks.
Yes.
But still, I don't know how you give yourself up so many times and think that just about every time you put the ball in play that there's going to be damage done. And fortunately for him, it works that way, because otherwise I don't see where he's going to play.
Kyle Schwarber struck out 215 times this season. 215 times, number one.
I really think that if I think his name is Kyle. I think if Kyle focused on cutting his strikeouts down, that he most certainly would. But it's a new world and a new game, and strikeouts are tolerated, which is very sad for me. We look at, with our Astros team, we are one of the least amount of strikeout teams, if I can say it that way, in Major League Baseball. And all of your teams that wind up in postseason, all of them are going to be teams that put the ball in play a lot more. One of the dreadful things that we have here this particular postseason is we had 11 times with the bases loaded in postseason and didn't score. And it was because the first guy struck out.
Yeah.
He's either 8 or 9 times the first guy struck out or popped up. But you know as well as I do, Ryan, that you've got to put the ball in play, and then you have opportunity for the guy to throw the ball away, to muff the ball. It puts pressure on the defense. And so I'm a firm believer that striking out is not a good thing. You're going to strike out some. But once you start climbing up over 120, 125, and I've been there, you can be a better player if you strike out less. And I want to pass that on, and I'm sure you'll co-sign.
No, I absolutely do. I think that, we were taught execution. You know, you have to put pressure on the defense. There's not enough pressure being put on the defense these days. And, you know, I wanted to ask you also about the base size, because I think they invited small ball or old school baseball back into the game this year by doing that. And actually, there was a game, it was last night, I believe, in the third inning. This warmed my heart. The Phillies actually bunted a runner over in the third inning of this game and welcomed old school baseball back, because I'm pretty sure they didn't play much of that during the regular season. And now you get down to the most important game that you've played all season up to this point, and you're using old school baseball. It's never going to die. Go out there and execute. Make them put some pressure on them. There's more stolen bases this year, which I was very pleased to see. But still, we have the lowest batting average of the last 50 years in baseball. We still strike out more times than we get base hits. I'm not sure exactly what they are preaching, but I do agree and applaud the Astros in this sense, in that they are very conscientious about, cutting down on the strikeouts, putting the ball in play. They know how to play small ball a little bit, which is, executing and not striking out, because if you strike out 9-10 times a game, you're giving away 3 innings. You're giving away 3 innings. And you know that they don't play execution baseball today, so they're relying on the home run ball all the time.
Yes, it's come really through the analytics of promoting upswing and hit the ball over the fence. The offense has suffered because of that idea. You didn't go to the home to home plate to hit the ball in the air. You want to hit the ball on a line, hit a line drive, square the baseball, get a man on third base with nobody out. Then Ronsay would go to home plate to put the ball in the air, but to score a run. But you don't go to the home plate to swing up. It doesn't work that way. And the quicker they find that out, you have a natural launch angle. And when you start learning or hunting to look to swing the barrel up, it doesn't work. Guys that hit fly balls finish with the barrel over their shoulder. Guys that hit line drives, which was a Dave Winfield type, finished with the barrel below the shoulder, and allow that player to develop as a hitter. You can't make a hitter. Hitters are born. I can keep Ron Say between the lines and in a good streak or a good ideology of how to go about hitting for a longer period of time, but I can't make him. He came with that swing, and he came with the ability to make contact. I can help him get better, but I can't. I didn't make Ron Say. I didn't make Steve Garvey. I didn't make Mookie Betts. I didn't make Altuve. These guys come to swing the bat, and you can help them get better, but not by swinging up. That is not how you do it.
And I agree with you. I think the mold today is, find that launch angle and swing that launch angle and hope that you catch up with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And unfortunately for a lot of them, most of them, they can't catch up with it, and they end up striking out. So it is a different game, no question. And we've got to now take a short break. We'll be back with Mr. October right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we are back with Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. Reggie, you know, you had an opportunity to play in New York, a lot of success. I believe that's where Mr. October became Mr. October. And how do you think the mindset is for the New York fans with the Mets and the Yankees having such great difficulty in that big city that demands excellence?
Certainly your Yankee fans are spoiled. Because they've had so much success from, I guess the years I played in the 70s. Then he went flat for a while. But when Jeter showed up in 96 and Posada and Mariano, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez, you know, that special group. Did I say Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, David Cone, David Wells? These guys that became, you know, very special and produced wins, 100 a year for 7, 8, 9 years in a row. They went from the world champions of 1996 and all the way up to 2009. They were in 7 World Series. I mean, so you get spoiled with that kind of success. The Astros here since 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Lots of success there too as well. So the fans are kind of down now. They've let them down. The Astros have let, you know, the fans down. So I certainly realize and understand that the makeup of the New York fan is spoiled. Hell, they've got, I want to say they're chasing their 28th, or they've got 28 World Championships, which is almost 3 times more than anyone else. I think the Cardinals have 11, the Dodgers have, what, maybe 9 or so world championships?
I think the Cardinals are definitely at 11. Yeah, but, you know, the...
And you guys, you know, the Dodgers are right there, too.
Yeah, we're in that mix. The Cardinals definitely have one more than any other team in the National League.
Yeah, certainly they're spoiled.
Oh, of course.
Fans. And on top of that, you know, the Yankees have been in disarray a little bit. They're asking for Brian Cashman's, you know, head on a platter, if you will. And I know that Hal Steinbrenner has been looking at the analytics, you know, whether it's working or not. And then, of course, the Mets have had trouble for the longest time. They haven't really been in postseason for a long time. I want to go all the way back to 86, I think. When they beat the Red Sox, but gosh, gee whiz, and they've got trouble now. I understand that there's some investigations going on, et cetera. So that's got troubles as well.
Well, no question, because they had the highest payroll in baseball and had to pay a luxury tax of probably close to $100 million, something in the neighborhood. Could be a little high, but
Ronnie, they were $120 million over. The two threshold was $240. And so they had $87 million in the two pitchers. And when they let those two, you got two guys that are 40, 41 years old.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who was advising.
Yeah,
but someone should raise their hand and take blame. It looks like Billy Epler left, but I think he left for some other reasons. I know Steve Cohen personally. He's a hell of a good guy. Super, you know, you can get run out of supers talking about how wealthy the guy is. But certainly there's been some mistakes there by picking the wrong people. Maybe you pick one of those pitchers, but it's a little tough to take – to put that kind of iron out there at 43-7, 43-5 a guy.
Yeah, one guy who pitches every 5 days. I had difficulty swallowing that as well. We are now inviting gambling into baseball. You know, I understand the Mets owner is considering building a casino that's in the neighborhood of the Mets ballpark.
How do you like this attitude of baseball getting involved with gambling at this point?
I'm not in favor of it. I think you're going to have some issues for sure. You have had issues in football, but you know, when you know, there's people have different ideas about how to go about it. I know when George Steinbrenner was alive, I don't think he'd have ever touched gambling. I know that sure George was with our club. You didn't have signage on the wall inside the stadium. He wouldn't allow it. I remember that we had changed. They wanted to change our hats in spring training. This was during the Jeter era, and start putting palm trees on the side of a Yankee hat. And then spring training 1998 or whatever it was. And he paid $150,000 fine in order to not change the Yankee hat. Hmm. You know, he was just kind of an old school. It's very similar to, you know, how the O'Malley family ran the Dodgers. And so you just have so much respect. Owners that want to make the game be for the fan and not worry about wringing out the rag economically. I have an understanding of what gambling does. I'm sure that it brings enormous revenue to the ball game, to baseball and to the sport, but it just doesn't send the right optics. You know, it's broadcast, it's talked about. I remember when Mickey Mantle, and I'm sure you remember this, and Paul Horning and Willie Mays were working for the casinos in Atlantic City. They got fined, and they were supposedly got suspended, et cetera, and they weren't even playing. So it was, you know, it's a disappointment now. Pete Rose is banned from the game because he was involved with gambling. But now gambling is happening during the game, at the game. So I sadly, Ronnie, I think sooner or later somebody's going to get caught up as a player, and they'll be betting. You know, how do you stay away from it when it's part of the game?
I was familiar with it when I actually, you and I had something in common. We both played for Santurce in Puerto Rico, and mm-hmm. and you know that experience, and you saw the how avid the fans were about their teams, and we shared Hiram Bithorn Stadium with San Juan. And they had the third base dugout. We had the first base dugout. And they had that partition that went up from home plate. It was a chain link fence. And when we were playing against each other, there was a lot of gambling going on. There were exchanges on every pitch. And it got to be kind of funny because people, they were calling foul balls, balls, strikes, base hits, whatever it was, anything to bet money. But I suppose it works on a lesser sense there, but I'm not so sure that the bigger form of this gambling is going to be something that isn't going to have issues down the road.
Well, I hope you're right there. I hope there aren't any issues. It would have been nice if it would have stayed a little bit more on the down low rather than seeing so much promotion of it.
Right.
I guess I do have an understanding of the fact that the economics of it is really what's driving it. I guess I'm disappointed. I'm a bit split on whether I would vote for it or not. But I just think sooner or later we're going to have an issue.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong real fast, gentlemen, sorry to interrupt, is that the one of the main reasons why gambling was so frowned upon by the different leagues is they're afraid of players throwing games. You know, going back to the Black Sox and going back to the City College of New York scandals in the 50s in college basketball. But nowadays, these players make so much money. Do you think they'd really risk their entire careers just to make far less money on a wager than they would in salary?
I'm not going to answer that question. You got to answer that yourself, Mike. That's an easy answer. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. You know, this stuff, you know, p- part of, you know, where I think players go, you know, just they're not paying attention. You get signs all the time. You look in the Instagram, you look in the newspapers, you look in the news, and you see these people getting wound up in places and getting caught for things. Well, you know, what are you thinking about? What are you doing being out here with this? Don't you know that this is kind of a no-no? I mean, are you just trying to track yourself into losing your career? You have a short window, small window for your opportunity. Don't waste it. Utilize it. Understand what it means to you and your family. And you know, don't be these guys in the past. I'm not going to name them, but guys who risk their lives to get here on a boat and run into stardom, and then all of a sudden, you know, it eludes them, it gets out of control, and they've lost their dream.
And you're showing up on opening day in a white Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's talk about something fun.
Well, okay, let's talk about the this is not going to be fun because this is a little bit of a difficult one for me. We're going to have to take a break here in less than a minute, but I do want to get your opinions in the next segment about where we are with robot umpires. I think the umpires this year exhibited an extreme point of view with the way that they ran the games, the way that they treated the players. I want to get your view on that. And I also want to go back to the beginning of when you became Mr. October. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers had a lot to do with that, especially in 1977. But yes, we're going to have plenty more to talk about with Mr. October. We're going to take another short commercial break, and we'll be back for our final segment with Reggie Jackson right after this.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com. Sponsored by Kia America.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at exergen.com.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And in This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial, 2018, Game 3 of the World Series finally ends when Max Muncy walks off with a home run, giving the Dodgers a 3-2 victory over the Red Sox in the 18th inning. I remember this game. The 7-hour and 20-minute Chavez Ravine contest establishes a new longevity record for the length of a game, tied for the longest in terms of innings, and took longer to play than the entire 1939 World Series.
That's good news. Jeez. 7 hours, huh? God,
yeah,
almighty.
Like a doubleheader.
That hurts. And the Dodgers are not there to take advantage of another World Series title because we have two new teams, the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, going back at it here coming up this weekend. So, Reggie, the what is your take? I think they're out of control, the umpires. When do we bring on the robots?
You know, Ronnie, I like the way the game is now. I do enjoy the fact that they do have some replay. I still do see mistakes that happen on the field. However, I really don't want to see it go robotic. I see where some umpires don't call a strike on the edge of the strike zone. At the same time, I'm wondering if the camera shows me where the ball is crossing the plate or where it's ending up. So I think that I do like the fact that, I guess you argue or you disagree. I think that's been with baseball for so long that I don't mind it. I also, at the same time, have a significant or sincere, genuine, highly disagreement with how they treated the confrontation with Garcia and the Astros and the Rangers. I thought that Garcia was the instigator, even though he got hit. If you had any idea or understanding of the situation or you were a baseball person, you realize that you're not going to hit a player when you're two runs down in such an important game. You don't put a base runner on the base when you're two runs down. This kid is a player that's just got a couple of years in the league, and he just came into his own last year around July after the All-Star break. It's like he hit a switch and just really turned on. He's a special kid. He's very young. So at the same time, Ronnie, I had a conversation with the guy who's in charge of on-field operations, and he said that the umpires – to a man, all six believed that he purposely threw at Garcia. I disagree. I don't like it. However, I'll accept it. And then, of course, it went to higher hands and wound up being postponed to next year because of the difference or the impact that it would have made on our club. He's our best pitcher on the team right now.
Well, I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Dusty had a legitimate complaint, and I probably would have gotten thrown out of the game too, because you're right. Nobody that is a baseball person is going to tell you that in that situation that he's intentionally trying to hit anybody. And the fact that the umpires unanimously decided that it was intentional is just absurd.
Yes. Yes. I would like to see, Ronnie, more people in their 50s, not necessarily, you don't have to be my age. Hell, I'm 77.
I'm not too far behind you, pal.
Sorry?
I'm not too far behind you.
I'd like to see players, the younger generation, the Dave Stewarts or the Joe Carters or the players that are out of the game now, the Randy Johnsons, be part of the understanding of the future of the game. If the game is going to change, they're going to make changes. But I would much rather see Ricky Henderson involved in the size of the bases, the how many times you can throw over to first base. You can only throw over twice. Ricky Henderson just gets you to throw over twice. And the next time when the clock gets down to 3 seconds left, you can't throw over there. He'd walk down to second base. He'd stole 250 bases if the rules were the way they are now. it's ridiculous when you only allow a person to throw over there twice. I like the 20-second rule or 19-second rule, whatever it is, for the pitcher to get rid of the baseball because during our era, and I don't want people to get mad because there goes Jackson and Say, the old days. Well, in the old days, we played a baseball game anywhere from an hour and 50 minutes to 2 hours and 20 minutes. And if you look at the World Series that we play together against each other, the guys pitched games in 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hour and 50. We all know that. So I'm disappointed that they have making the changes and don't have people that played the game in those front offices. I think they should be I think we should have a little bit more input, if you will, with ex-baseball people.
Well, I also feel that way about metrics. You know, there's a time and a place. I'm happy to have the data, but I think there are at times baseball gut decisions that are made based on experience, and they override the metrics. You know, as an example, it was very hard for me to see Castellanos in the lineup last night in an important game. He was 0 for 23 in the series with 11 strikeouts and did not get a hit. I just think that there's a point in time where you say, are metrics working tonight? Because they're absolutely telling you that this person should not be playing at this point in time. There's got to be somebody in there that can possibly do a better job.
Well, there's so much to the game that people don't realize. You know that if you were playing behind Don Sutton or Bert Booten or Hershiser, then he's not getting a certain pitch over, and he had been getting them over, and his pitch rate or his pitch count between percentages of a sinker, a slider, a curveball are going to be different tonight, because you know, and the Dodgers know, that defensively you're going to play differently against the players that are on offense because he's not getting his breaking ball over. And so what happened in that three games before, or what the analysis say two, three games before, hey, man, I ain't getting my breaking ball over. Well, what are you going to throw? I don't know, but I'm going to mix a salad to get some outs.
Right.
And when you're sitting there like yourself, you're experiencing it, and he's not throwing as many fastballs, you're going to play the hitter to pull a little more, et cetera, and it works that way. So,
well, I think there's a time when you know, when you are struggling, that this helps you learn how to pitch.
That's right.
Just like when you're a hitter, you know, you need to struggle to find out how it is that you're going to adjust to this and get out of it as fast as possible. You know, everybody's ups and downs are a little bit different, but we all go through them. And, you know, our experiences, you know, are similar in that, you know, we're trying to, you know, find a moment where we regain our confidence. And I'm pretty sure you went through this just like I did. You know, if I was in a slump and I was striking out a lot, you know, my confidence is down. You know, I'm trying to find myself. The next thing I know, I'm walking up there trying to just make contact, you know, just let me hit the ball somewhere. And in postseason play, is not the time to start trying to find yourself. And it's a narrow window. And of course, it is kind of a crapshoot. You know, going in, hoping that, you know, you're playing consistently well and maybe close to being hot. But I've also experienced from the other thing going in, I ended up 1977. I think I went 0 for 31, and I had to open up the season against the playoffs against Steve Carlton and the Phillies in Dodger Stadium. And then in that night I broke out. But it's a tough call. You've seen guys struggle. A-Rod had a few series where he didn't do anything. Dave Winfield, I think, in 81 against us, had a very difficult series. So you see a lot of great players struggle at this time as well.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. It'll make a man out of you. As a coach, it's very important, I believe, to have one or two of those or half that pitching half of your staff have experience in the game, because there's something to as to how it feels, how this guy has performed before. So Ron Say is telling me what I should do during the game when the pitcher can't get his breaking ball over. He's had experience, so he can tell me, and I have trust in him as a coach when he talks to me about what he did at home plate, because he's had his spikes in the same dirt I'm going to have it in tonight. I can trust what he's saying. Difficult to talk or trust people that are in the game and they've never played. There is a place for them. At the same time, to have a collaboration of experience in the game as well as knowledge in the game, or someone that studied the game together, is a great thing to have on your staff, on your ball club. The art of pitching is gone. It's throw as hard as you can and get another guy. Send you to get Tommy John and we'll find another guy.
Exactly.
The art of pitching is gone.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, since we're running down, we got a few minutes left here, Mr. October. I think the Dodgers had a lot to do with you being coined Mr. October. And in 1977, you had an incredible game, Game 6. We thought that if we could get by and get back even at 3-3, that we were going to have, you know, a chance at, you know, Game 7, pretty much it's up for grabs the way I see it. Wow. But you had a game of games. And Mr. October, I would say this is probably your best game in the World Series.
Well, that's an automatic yes. I had a wonderful night, and things just seemed to be working my way, obviously. And I can honestly tell you that when they brought in knuckleballer
Charlie Huff,
49, Charlie, I knew I was going to hit a home run. I hit seven or eight home runs off Wilbur Wood, two or three off Hoyt Wilhelm, a couple off a few other guys, Steve Hargan, who threw a knuckleball. And I looked around and I said, wow, they must not know I hit knuckleballers. And the first pitch he threw me was a hit me knuckleball, piece of room service, and I ordered up.
Yeah, that's great. Reg, I we're winding down now. I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show. Always a pleasure to talk old school baseball with you. Continued success. I know you're running around. You're busy still today. So hope that you're well and happy. And once again, thanks so much for being our guest.
Hey, appreciate you, Ron. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself at Dodger Stadium when I'm over there. And the last time I saw you, I always enjoy going to Dodger Stadium. It's still a wonderful ballpark with spectacular fans. I was talking to Peter O'Malley there. There was an opportunity possibly for me winding up on the Dodgers one day. We're talking about a trade. So I always loved the ballpark. And just maybe I would have played with you one day, and I certainly would have enjoyed it being around that great crowd that you guys have. So take care, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Reggie.
Thanks, Reggie. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. See you.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, say, how you doing it?
One game at a time.
There's that number one hit. Number one hit in Vero Beach, Florida. If you want to get your own copy, you can stop by Ron Say's garage. I think he's got a couple hundred copies pressed there. Maybe he'll sign it for you. And maybe he'll sign that book for you, too. But if you do want a signed copy of Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, go to his website, theronsayshow.com. Also, that book is available on amazon.com. Makes a great Christmas gift. So make sure to check that out. Real fast, before we wrap things up for this week here, this holiday week, I want to talk about LeBron James. Laker LeBron James becomes the first NBA player in NBA history to score more than 39,000 points. Congratulations to Mr. James. 21 seasons. It's quite the accomplishment, but I kind of want to put that in context real fast. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, the second leading scorer in NBA history ever since LeBron passed him. He did it in less games and on pretty much 30% more field goals. LeBron James, 39,000 points, 2,500 three-pointers. The captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in his storied career, one three-pointer. Also, one thing that was really interesting to me is that LeBron James, throughout his career, actually shot about 15 to 20% more free throws than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that I find that a little bit hard to believe. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a center. He played in the post pretty much his entire career. And you'd expect a low post player like that to actually go to the free throw line more than a small forward or a shooting guard like LeBron James, but not. He did not. So that kind of goes to show you the different kind of context. Also, Michael Jordan, in my opinion, the best player of all time. He's at about 32,000 points, but he did that in only 1,000 games. About 1,055 games. LeBron James, 1,432 games. So a little bit of context there. And Karl Malone, that dude shot 9,000 free throws over his career. I'm not the biggest fan of Karl Malone, both on and off the court, but 9,000 free throws, that just goes to show you he was getting to the line in the late 90s, which was when, you know, people were saying that the NBA was a far tougher game, far more physical, the rules less or less handshaking and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of interesting context. You want to put all those numbers in context and compare them to other greats throughout the eras. And also, Elgin Baylor's on that list too, folks. And that was before the three-point line. So you want to think about that too. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here. We'll be back with fresh new episodes next week. And I hope everybody had a great holiday. Make sure to check out the RonSayShow.com and check out that book, Penguin Power. See you guys next week.